in the Shach in Sivkot and Tezvov. So just a recap very quickly up to the point we're up to in the Shach. So the Shach has great difficulty with the Din of Mechaber that you cannot use the case. So you have a pot which is Chadosh, it's part. Then you cook water in it and you put in a spoon of one min. So the Din of Mechaber gives you the first time you put in a spoon of Milchix, Ben Yomo. Then, well, that was done with. Later on, you cook the water the second time, and you put it in a spoon with just fleishix. So the Mechaber and the Ramah say, so you cannot use the pot for either milchus or fleishix. According to the Shach's understanding, you could use the pot for fleishix. That was the second usage. It's all not pranats. It doesn't create any din in the chatkila, and you can use it for fleishix. So he brought multiple rayas like that. Number one. Number two, he said, even if you're going to say that no one not pranap is also bibishal, like we just said, there are two good arguments over here. It's different. It's going twice through Kalim. It's the Gimel Nosei Tam. So that's what we got to. So he brought multiple let's start that life in that piece again. So the milk was went into the calf. I mean a calf elamayim. I mean a mayim like today. So you have three steps. The kuliyal mashori, toshkos sefer truma, simanayin hey. So it's the same as the verse of Chavim. Then Ras Bas Yoyim. Sharidura says in pehei. Mordechai perikim al ganoshin. Imhuch mo mayim. Pekidei rishol cholov. Toch meis leis. Lachosh Bas Yoyimoy. Mishas achimu. The field of mandar ben isbashlu osur. So lacharo, it's a case of isbashlu. There's no hetta not pernat. So what's the love? This are you telling me? Bitad et pogum. Right. Case of sabav. We spoke about this already. Right? Case of, it's not pogum anymore because pogum is when it sits in the walls of the cleaver 24 hours, it grows stale. Well, before the 24 hours were up, it came out and went back in. So it's not going to grow stale after 24 hours. So you should have to count 24 hours from when you boil the water. No. It's still after 24 hours. Why? Because they have a different argument. That over here, it's a not not. Well, it's a case of not burnout with visual. No, but it's Gimel Nosei Tam. Right? There was original flavor. Hatam Aleph Shibola Bekli. So it went into the Kli. Umimeno, then the flavor came out of the Kli into the water that you're boiling. And then Umimeno Mayim Chazim Nifu Bekli. And then it went back into the Kli. So now the flavor in the Kli is Gimel Nosei Tam. And therefore, even if you hold, you don't say not Brenna Bebishol. But over here, since it's Gimel Nosei Tam, it's Mutter. Kekos Bagros Mordechai Shom. Kekos Beis Yosef. And that was the lumbus of the Mechaber over there. The gimel is the time mutter the chachila af bekli ayn shom. You can gamel a rabba hagor yesh it mersh a sosik and mechaber. Well, that's a fill of the dot. So now, so it's like not only is it mechaber shir now, but even the Ramah who later on in Sivan Sadi hey is machmer by bishul the chachila. But now that I pointed out to you that even according to the Ramah we machmer bishul, but over here it's different because it's through twice through keli or because it's gimel is the time. Even Ramah should agree that you're allowed to use it for boser afterwards. Okay. So that's the sheet of the Shach. You know that the Lamaisa in the scenario of the Mechaber, you can use it for the min which it was used last. So it was a part of a pot and you cooked water in it and you put a milk of a spoon in which is Ben Yoimo's spoon and there wasn't shisha. So the pot at this point is and not barnat of milchix. Now you cook fleshings in it, actual fleshings in it. Says the shach. Of course, you can use the fleshings afterwards. This which I agree to the macabre. La'achat chibas a kaf rishon lo yino matir makudera levashim a boser lechatchila. Can mashmir so we have to call lamed zayin so if the yud hachim mashmir the rismak leil. So I'm telling you that you're allowed. You're not allowed to, if you just the scenario is stopped after step number one. Get a parva pot, cook water in it, take a milk and a spoon, stick it in. The pot can't be used for if you use it for fleshings. So then you can use zatushach. You continue using it for fleshings, but you can, may not use it for fleshings of halchila. V'alba gav the smak kufel matir the dogim afilu chachila afilu mabishul. You're allowed to take the dogim and eat them with milchiks. So why can't I use netzner before of fleshings into milchiks? So who didn't milk with the fleshings? So if, according to the smak, he's matir the dogim through napranat to eat with the other men. So I should be able to use the pot with the other men. So my pot was a napranat. I should allow it to use the fleshings. No. Yes, remember the Taniyoka, Kiva, and Akaponim, Sarkli, Kvaya, Tashrish, the Kadera Zoo, Ezelah, Mechalam, Shabalua, Ba, Medak, Mechal Zahit. So that was the side that the Shach kept saying, that we have to decide. We have to make a decision of it. So it's a pot, it's not a food. Food is a one time thing. This is an ongoing usage. We have to decide what to use it for. We're not allowed to go back and forth. So, okay, fine. So, this once was used for milk, this once, you should be commanded for milk. So, I can't use it for fleshings. If I did use it for fleshings, the fleshings time is the most recent time. And Kolshkin, if it was actual fleshings, it's much more powerful than it's fleshings, but I have to use it for fleshings. Right? So, but that which you can't use it for milk is for fleshings, like the Macharba says, ich verstehe nicht. Now, even the way the Shach learns the Macharba, one last point in the Shach, and we will. Let you on to your move on to life, move on in life. Okay. His suggestion is that the Mechaber came from the Girsa of the mistaken Girsa, the way he understands of the Smak, from the Tefus Venitia, as opposed to the Tefus Krakow. Now, the way the Shach is quoting the Tefus Venitia, it would only be true this halacha. The case over here was that both of the kapos were bnei yomon. It was a milchah ben yomon which you put into the pot. Then it's a fleshah ben yomon which you put into the pot. But the way the Mechaber presents and the way the Swiss Krakow has it, the story was that there was a gap of more than 24 hours between the two actions. So let's say, for argument's sake, Monday morning at 9 o'clock, he cooked milchiks with the spoon. And then 12 noon, he took that spoon and stuck it into the pot. And then Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, he cooked fleshings with a different spoon. And then 12 noon on Wednesday, he stuck it into the pot. More than 24 hours between the two. And still the Mechaber saying is din. But if you follow the Pshat of the Mechaber is based on the Tefus Venitia. The Tefus Venitia's version is that Tefus number one, Tefus number two were within 24 hours of each other. And the Haggah of the Moreno Peretz, his point was having more than 24 hours, even the Smak would agree you're allowed to use it for whatever you want. Which would possibly be the second min. Would be the according to the argument of the Shach, you'd follow the most recent usage would be flesh. So the way that the Shach is learning the Mechaber's case is not a case where there was within 24 hours of each other. Which he's saying that's not true anyway. Right? But he is saying that he learns that the Mechaber learns this is the din. He's got cash and other Mechabers. But the din that the Mechaber is saying is limited to the scenario where there was less than 24 hours between the two. Right? That's the point that which will catch me out the way the Shach learns Pshat the Mechaber based on Tefus Venitia. That should come out how he learns the Mechaber. Okay. Jetting Advaiter, because we pointed out that the way the Taz answers the Shach's Tainas is saying that you're right. Midina, none of this is true. It's all based on the minhag, which we're going to see at the end of the Zif. Right? So, once you're saying that the issue is mitzad, the minhag, I'm not sure that we limit the daf to the scenario where there's been less than 24 hours between the two tzivos. The minhag was now let's go back and see the Taz again. Okay, now that we've seen the Shach, seen all those kashas, see what the problem is, now we know what the Taz is trying to answer. So that's why I remember last week I was hesitating, what's the order to do this over here? I was thinking we should do the Shach first. And I said, you can't do the Shach first, we have to do the Taz. Because besides the fact that I'm a purist, usually. Sometimes. Anyway, but it's, the Shach was so long, I didn't want to do it first. So I said, the reality is the right way to do the order over here is the Shach and then the Taz. So now we come to the Taz. Okay, so the Taz and Sibov. So the Rambam explained that why everything is a problem over here. So but yeah, but it's more because no Sintam or Sintam. Pirish mina kaf lamayim mina mayim lekadeira mishtem leheter daf of hamasheni who heter mina din. So why is everything aser lekarchila baser akala? Only shad the worm is mutter, right? Mitam she came to this pasuk a minig lesser oisor shed ben yoma kibosh kozachazet. It's that which you say at the end of the simon, that the case of Edom and Yom we're going to answer. So we're going to answer here also based on that minute. The Taz says it again in Sivkot and Tess. Take a look at Sivkot and Tess for a second. Gemara says Ve'en Olal Chumah Ba'alma. So the Taz says Ve'en Olal Gam Ashakosav V'Shulchan Aruch B'Talk V'Beis Kapis B'Kedei Rechadosha the Surah Kedera Gam Ze'en Olal Chumah Ba'alma T'chad Taimah Hu Im Din Zed. It's the same. The swears are all the same. It's all not pronounced, and it's not going to ask her anything. Okay. So the Taz, says it twice. Now, comes along the Prima Gadim and says it's not really a sushtel. Sorry, it's not a sushtel between the din of the Ramah and this case over here. Right? Because when near the fire satam, the Khmer Bakadera come, the Fishan Noisnim Hamaikal Likli Shuhu Kimina Kli Shu Ben Yoima. So the Ramah tells me that I have to take in the case of one is Ana Ben Yoimai, one is Ben Yoimai. I have to put it into the Kli which is Ben Yoimai. Stop. So let's talk of the case of the Ramah's case and then let's see if it makes sense over here. So the Taz says the lumness of the Ramah's minig is
Mikra din, we're saying it's not for nuts, and there's nothing happened.
It's not really melchiks. It's not really, so it's not possible to call it. Right? Okay. So, but there's a minig to say that this Michael cannot be used like the Ene Binyama. It has to be like the Binyama. So let's say the scenario where the calf was Binyama, when the pot was Ene Binyama. So I have a plate of pot, Ene Binyama. I have a Michael powder in the pot, and then I stick in a spoon, which is a Ben Yomo milk. So really make good dinner. So listen, the time is going into the spoon. Time is going from the spoon into the part of the food. The water, the part of the food, right? And then I want to know: can I eat that part of the food together with something which is the other gender, right? So I want to know: can I eat this with flation? So I say, no. The spoon is big enough. I don't even know if it's. So I have to take it out of the kli, which is flation. So here I am saying,
this can't stay in the place of the collegian. Not only can I eat in the place, like, even keep it in the place of the pot.
So it means, means my pot, the car is problematic. Then I turn around and say, the pot's fine, I can do whatever, I can continue using the pot for inflation. It's a theorem, right? It's confusing to people. You tell me that we're forcing you to pour it out of the pot, not leave it in the pot, because you can't leave it this now food which has to be with something milk, you have to put it in a piece of milk. You can't leave it in a place of a pot because it's hasty because of milk. So I had milk in my pot. So the pot's busted with all of them. No, tomorrow, right? By the way, and now you can use it for your tonight's stew. You can't do that. So we have to ask the Kush Edibanyam. That's the Lama Zerubba. Okay. So this is hard to discuss. It's a tickle, it would be confusing to people. We don't do that. Okay. So now let's take that. Apply it over here. So over there you had a pot which was fleshigs. So and now we're saying because the pot was fleshig, but it's ended benyomo, and the calf was benyomo, so the fleshig pot is now put on hold. Over here we're putting the spoon in, the spoon goes in. Okay. Now I take the milk and the spoon out, and I throw out the water, right? Now I put the fleshig spoon in, and I throw out the water. Right? So what food are we talking about? Over there, consuming the food, and you're discussing, and you're using the pot. So you're moving forward, the spoon and the pot, or not the spoon, the food and the pot, and there's a tart and a sauce between the two things. Right? So that's a problem. That's why the Taz answered the Kasha in Tzadi Hei, in Tzad Gimel, where he said over there that when you throw out the water, so then the pot, then the two kalim continue, very happily being used as before. Because since you're not consuming the water, because the minute you throw out the water, so then there's no fear. Okay, so what's the problem over here? Now I can't use the kadeir for milk deflation. What's the fear over here? That I have a tartar disaster, and therefore I can't use the pot for milk deflation. I should use it for flations, like the Shach argued. So if you look at the Prima Gadim and Mishmah Sois in Vav, he says it twice. He says it in Vav, and he says it in Tess. Both places where the Taz talks about it. Yes. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. Leave that for now. So don't tell me they promised because Ramah is macher on the chachilas, because first of all, that be masur Ramah when we masur Machaber, he wants to be masur Machaber also. The second of all, Kalim are bidi evid, especially klicheris, which you can't kasher. So bidi evid not brought up by bishul, bidi evid we say is mutter. So why am I here my asering? For the hochi is asur. By the case, because of the hoyol boichlan a meichel, but kli ben yoymoi, like the kli ben yoymoi, or kikli ben yoymoi, and not on the hatzor shedem ben yoymoi, ki yahav exas katarti the soyser. The hamichel vare midinat tzorich lechol b'minyam in yoymoi, the napper not chachil is also b'bishul according to Ramah, like the Shach says in Sefer Chotan Yud Ches. Zok the Mishmat says Mishum Hachi. Since that's true over there in the case of the Ramah, where one's ben yoymoi, one's not ben yoymoi, and Mishum Hachi nolga b'beis kapas they mishamshin b'loy boster b'loy cholik. After Khan lo shaykh zeh hatam, the meharo yochel hamaychol atzah kimin a kaf shetachav atzah. Over here, the food, if you're going to use it, you're going to use a tackle like the buster. If you hakel lochilka ben ena ben yoy meri lekan di loyho lekay moha.
It's like the whole minig is, it's like a new step in the get of the minig.
He says it again in Tess. Ayin Tess, Ayin Taz, Kraksal, the voice above, the base capital of Shaykh, Hatam, the Marin of Michael, the Ben Yomo. We don't pour it out into the Ben Yomo pot, out of the Ein Ben Yomo, into the Ben Yomo thing. Akiman, the Kana, Minig, Lahakmar, Nogo, Gam, Leil. Okay. Now, the Shach really has to answer this question a little bit. Minehu Bei, he's learning up in the Mechaber and the Ramur. They're saying the first case is also Midina. And then later, the next case they tell him he's only also Miminoga. So you have to answer that question. Right? So then that's the Tassus Raya. You know, the case of the beginning of the Sib is better than the case of the end of the Sib. If you tell me the case of the end of the Sib is only Minhoga, it's a Kabbal Kerman. The case of the beginning of the Sib is only Miminoga. And Mela, I answer all my kashas. So that's chucking in it. So why does it apply to him? Hey, good. You have to work that out. But the Tassus has to answer that question. Sorry, the Shach has to answer that question. So the Shach and Kabbalah asked the question. They haven't got that far, I assume, right? No, they didn't get the Kabbalah. So, so halfway through the Shach and Kafalov, Kavachim Sarkin, the Mashakot, the Maishnoa, the Mashakot of Makarber, Besamu, Kavibes Kapis, the Oshel of Ashuba, like Bosuva Lakolam. Kizavani, the Oshel of Ashuba, Mimenach, or Shu Kagoyan, Shehi, Kagoyan, him, he shall call the Vani, the Oshel of Ashuba, Kaboser. Abagab, the Enabas Yerman, the Kachilam, the Kamaka Moser, called the Makarber. We can call of Yeshester, the Vashu, the Kachilakim, the Kabo, Kapsha Boser. Tom High Time, Oser, Makarber, the Vashu. Right? A lot of words to say what's in the first case in this. So what's the difference between the cases? Like that even the Makaber, which created this new gym, which the Shach didn't like, has limits how far he's going to take this thing. Right? So till now we've been looking at the idea of like, the last usage is Kukavei. Right? And maybe, you know what? Even the last usage can't be Kukavei at the Makaber. That's all about a case where it had no kvias beforehand. So then you can find out about the case. So it wasn't kavua anything from that. It was used once for a kaf for this and once for a kaf for that. So I hold you can use it for the last kaf. The Makar holds you can't use it for either thing. What about a case where you had a pot which has been used, being used already for inflation? Right. Remember the shiny of Kiman the Shahisa Shell Kholov Mitkila. So the case where let's say he gets the case of so the pot was a place the milk of the pot. And now you stuck a flashing spoon in it. And you're cooking a part of a Michael in a milk of the pot. Now you stuck a flashing spoon in it. Even if the calf has been yomo, even if the pot was in a ben yomo, and the calf has been yomo, so that's like the last thing you use before you should be kaveyed. I'm not going to make my milk and kapat fleshes because of that, because it's not barnat. Even the makaber and the ramor are not taking the concept of not barnat as they vite. They're going to take away your pot and make it awesome. That far they're not going to go. So where do they say they're din in a case where? It was a part of it was a keder chadosh. It had no kfias at all. And I used it once for a milk and a spoon. Then I used it once for a flesh and a spoon. So even though it's not pronounced, you know what? It's going to be kaveya, according to the Shach, it'll be kaveya the last thing. And according to the Makaber, you know what? You can't ignore both of them are equal.
You can't ignore either one of them. So now you got a problem. You can't use them as a relation.
But in a case where it was already kavua to be milchik, this example,
and now you stick in a not for not, you're not going to take away your milchik kapat because of it.
The difference, Dr. Ramah, that meikar adin really even in benyarma is also mutter. Because it's still milchik, but there's a chumra that you should cash in the pot.
The mile of fear says chazaka. What's the difference if it's one time the meikar?
No, because kosher means the way you've established it. You haven't really established it when you use it for a spoon. It's not a hilchos chazaka. You're
what's the svar of kavias?
What's the svar of kavias? So, I think you're going to get in the world of a crossover between the Taz and the Shach. The lamas of kavias is. This whole thing is very confusing to people. You're using part for this, part for that, part for this, part for that. It's very confusing. So, there, you know, I don't have a power to say any kavias at all what it is that I use for milk, that I use for relations, that I use for milk, for relations. You can't do that. So the Makarba, no milk, no relations in this part anymore. Use the shard of the worm, fine, not anything else.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And the Shach learns the Makarba holds that's Mikra Adin. The Hetim Naparnat wasn't said in such a scenario. But the case where I have a Hetim Naparnat. So I have a pot, I'm using it for milk, it's on an ongoing basis. We didn't answer because they're not Bernat. We're not going to take away its status because they're not Bernat and make you cash your pot or make you get rid of the pot, whatever it is. Mashing and Hossam, the law Nasis meets Kila Shachol of Mamish, Penitra Bakaf Shachol of Helgarth Vay. So never really built a milk pot. So therefore, now when you do fleshings, the Machabra holds is problematic. Okay, come on. And you didn't know the Ein of Cotton Test Vav, which I said even that's not true.
Like that was the Shach's argument, right?
But we understand why the case of the Ramah is different than the case of the because the mile of what it's been is you don't lose in the case of the not burnout.
Fine.
So that's that. So the which now taking a step right there between the Taz who brought a rye from the end of the sif to the beginning of the sif didn't necessarily hold this tomorrow, like Yeshua was saying. Samela, what's the difference? So if last case is a case of minute, first case is a for sure case of minute. And so come out if you compare the cases, the last case has a mile and has a chasor. In the last case, you had real bona fide milk in the thing, and now you're putting flashings in there. Right? And in the first case, it's the whole thing is not pronounced. Everything is bona fide not pronounced. In the last case, it was bona fide milk. It wasn't not pronounced. That was a milk and pot to start with. Right? And now you're putting in flashing a spoon, which is, and again, you're cooking power of it, you're not cooking milk in it. But it's a milk and pot. So that's worse. Right, so that's the Tassus Kabbal Garden, right? The Shach says that in that sense it's worse, with other sense it's better. Because since it's all not for not, we're not going to make you lose your rights to use the pot because we're not for not. So there's a mile and a chasorin from the beginning to the Reisha and the Seifa of Sifhei. Okay, is that clear? Here's what we used to say.
A little louder.
If in your camp they hung with Shachs and Taz, back and forth like this, and everybody says a little louder, I'd be very happy. Can I get a sort of yes, no, maybe? Let me just say one more time. It's a confusing sif. I'm going to give you that. So don't feel bad. I remember the first time I learned this sif. When I learned it then, and I learned it again, and I learned it the second time, I was like, oh my God, this sif. The first time I didn't know, oh my, this sif. I only said that after I finished this sif. And every time I learned it since then, I was like, oh no, this sif again. Okay. So, first of all, don't feel bad. Okay. Number two, I think this is this the biggest shot we've done so far? What? What? Yeah. So when I started learning halacha, I started halacha with Hilchos Nida. And so, in Nida, there's some really big shocks over there. And I used to have a mental block against the big shocks. I can't do this. And it took me some time to get used to it. Take a deep breath, step by step, work it out. I would talk myself through the shots. Okay? It was a process. I once asked the place you can tell, the rehearsal, I learned Nida that time. Spent a year one seder. Only one seder. Although I was learning with yeshiva, but I spent the year. I did the whole masechta. I did the Hilchos Nida. So in those days that was considered slow. Nowadays it's considered like extraordinary fast. I did Shabbos next. Shabbos, I spent 5 years second seder on the whole masechta and all the Hilchos Shabbos. So that's 2.5 years, and Kiel 2.5 years on. On the Sefer Shabbos, how many questions? You're going so slow. You got a year for your day. Shkita, Treifus, Basim Cholam, and Tarubis. That was the year. You got a year for that. So, but I told him, I didn't know Nida well because I was. He said, you're learning a skill. You're learning how to learn halacha. Part of it is, getting used to the back and forth of shocks, etc. Getting used to it. So, you didn't necessarily know Nida well, but you learned a skill. And that's a skill you're going to need for the rest of your life. So, Baruch Hashem, I did the Hilchos Shabbos much better than I did Hilchos Nida. And eventually I went back and did Nida again, So don't feel bad. Okay. Now that we've heard you in the Talmud, let's go back to Halacha L'maaseh. Right? So, we have two scenarios here which are given in Sifrei. Scenario number one, which is a case where all the statements of gender are going through Naparnat. It's a kaf Naparnat of Milchix, it's a kaf Naparnat of Fleishig, and you're making your pot, which is part of Milchix and Fleishig, through Naparnat. The scenario that the Ramah deals with, he deals with the case with the pot was already kavua, one or the other, directly. Kavua's in it, Kavua's in it. And now the interface is between the spoon and the pot. So it's comparable to the beginning of the makah of the sieve because it's spoons and pots, right? But it's a totally different case. Because over here there's a kvias of what it is. For example, it was a milking pot used with actual milking, and now you're putting a flesh in a spoon, which is not or not. So in that sense, they're similar. So the Torah says this whole sieve is the same din. There's a minig, if we're not bernats, we're going to ask. What do we ask, sir? In the case where the one's binyama, one's ended binyama, we ask the later binyama. In a case where they're both kapois, and there's no mitzvah involved, we ask for both. That's the pretty straightforward. Right? The Shach learns that that's in a certain case. And we're getting more lenience when the pot was kavua directly than a case where it wasn't kavua directly. In the macabre, a little more, etc. In the case where the pot is kavua, you're going to come with your napanat and make it lose its status and you can't use it? No, I can't do that. Napanat, don't take away status. So if it was milchus to start with and you came with a place you're going to napanat, it's still milchus. There's a chumra d'imach. And the ratio the macabre holds, it's not a chumra. Under the shach the macabre holds the mikra din. It was all from Naparnas. Yeah, but it was all kvias in the pot. So we say, listen, I don't have to be nice to you and let you use your pot for fleshes and your milk. It's because it wasn't your milk in the pot. Or your fleshes in the pot. It's your pot of a pot. So use it for pot. Right. So that's it. She can use it for shard d'vor, not for milk and not for fleshes. The case over here was your milk and kapat. They go, Rabbi, I have a milk and kapat. I need my milk and kapat. It's okay. Have your milk and kapat. Right. That's what a shark understands. The difference between the ratio and the safe. You say with Italian accent, it sounds better. Okay. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Now the shock of the says, I disagree with the macabre, and it says you can use it since it went into not by nats, it's better than the end of the sin. because that's a good argument. If at the end of the simon you tell me it's only me
because even when it's mamish be'en, it became, it's a real bona fide nothing to pass, and the whole thing is not. You're really giving me back to you. Use the reservation.
That last thing you use it for. And that's the argument of the Shach against the Machaber. But the Machaber holds this argument that the Shach is saying. Okay, that's enough for you guys to digest for today.